Then you went to Canada for the first time.
For the first time.
And how long was that?
A year.
A whole year.
A whole year, yeah. And except we went to Mexico, but and that was another story. But maybe we're just digressing.
No, go on.
Well, I couldn't go through the States because they would not give me a visa. Because I didn't apply for a visa in Austria, so they, for some reason, couldn't give me one from here. So.
Well, they could give you one on the border, but they wouldn't, because the guy said, "Yeah, well, you've been in Canada for 5 months, and you don't have status, so we're not taking a chance on you."
Anyhow, so he went down on the Boston train,
mm-hmm.
and I went and I flew down, and,
mm-hmm.
and we met down there and had a holiday. So. But other than that, and I went back to my cousin's wedding to Ontario. But other than that, I pretty well stayed in Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Victoria, so you came for the first time, just
yeah.
to see so you took a
I
took a flight from Vienna or
no? I took
time?
A flight from Luxembourg because that was the cheapest at the time,
mm-hmm.
and then he went to Iceland,
mm-hmm.
and then to New York. And then to Toronto, and then to Sudbury.
Okay.
Sudbury must have been a shock after all those exotic places.
Yeah, it was a little different. It was kind of strange because in my mind, North America was really the place where all the trends came from, and where, and yet. The people seemed a little
backwards.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. I hate to say that. You know, just, but in a way, thinking the way time went, maybe they weren't backwards. Maybe they were just ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were still in the hippie culture and the 60s culture, which came there maybe a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And they were already in the 70s.
And this was
you know,
what,
the
70s
and the 80s, right?
Mm.
And because the whole mindset has gone back to an earlier mindset, if that makes any sense.
Mm.
Like sort of having big weddings and clothes and cars and money and
mm-hmm.
that was kind of foreign from the culture that I came from at the time, and there it seemed really important, you know, and I dressed in jeans, and so the girls were saying, "Oh, well, we're going out, we just wanted to let you know you have to wear a long skirt so you won't feel out of place." So that seemed really strange to me.
These were your cousins? Or?
My cousins.
Yeah.
Well, my cousin, my female cousin and her friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, to me, it was sort of backwards, but in retrospect, I guess it was just the way time was going.
So then it was that was for 1 year, then you stayed here?
I stayed here, and then I went back to my cousin's wedding,
uh-huh.
and came back out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to leave because I didn't have any status.
Then you had to go back to Austria?
I had to go back to Austria. I tried in Mexico, but at the embassy, but there was no way of doing it. And then I tried in Austria, and there was no way of doing it because, I wasn't anybody with money or,
mm-hmm.
you know, like it had changed to the point where only people with money or education could come to Canada, and I had neither. So we got married and then immigrated.